America, their heart is hard today. Listen to me, young people. Few people repent in their old age. What is it, Brother Blaze, about American people? What is it about getting hung up in sex, sports, fame, fortune, career, whatever? What is it? The monotonous circle, the merry-go-round. What is it the reason, though everybody in America, most people say he's the Son of God? Most people believe that there's none other to get there than through him living in America. Christianity, though Americans aren't Christians, Christianity is America's God. America's heart is hard tonight because we, listen, have learned. We've let a habit set in. We have learned how to turn God off. We have learned how to say no to the Spirit. Even Christians that live a real nice lifestyle, we have learned how to say no to the prompting, to turn the cheek and walk the other way. So we've learned how to turn him off as sinners. We've learned how to do our own thing as Christians. Amen. And I want to say this to you, man. Listen. This is the reason more people aren't one that is one. If I were here today and I were you, I would breathe a prayer under my breath not to go to a literal place called hell. Teenagers are hard today. Why are they so hard when you deal with them? Hard at society. When they tell us the second leading killer among college age, the second leading killer among college age in America is suicide. Suicide. You are so. You see, I, this morning, in my Pentecostal evangelistic arsenal of all the years of accumulation of messages, I could have pulled out, coming to Tabernacle of Praise, I could have pulled out some messages, probably 10, 15 messages I have. I've preached in evangelism over the years on heaven. I got messages on heaven that'll take you there. It'll stir that wheel in your soul. Amen. We could begin to shout, and I could preach, man, on those streets of gold and make tell you about the substance, what I feel, and the walls of jasper and the gates of pearl. We could talk about that crystal river coming out from underneath the throne of God. We could, man, you and I, a church like this, we'd shout. I'd have to throw the mic, amen, and run all over the building. I could talk about the God the Father, the presence of God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We could talk about the mortal putting on the immortality and what I feel studying the Word. We've got to understand that hell is just as near as heaven is. Amen. Hell is just as near. And while we're shouting and carrying on about heaven, millions and quadrillions, whatever the number, is there. And zillions more are going. And I'm telling you, they're dropping like flies all around us. We're dancing. We're shouting. We're praising. We're talking tongues. Tongue talking. Interpreting those tongues, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, but people all around us dying, perishing, families separated for eternity, sons going to heaven, the daughters going to hell, the mama makes heaven, the daddy goes to hell, all around us, and we're not even messed with. We don't even feel it in the midst many times of our church services. Some of you sleep too easy at night. These are the words of the master who taught on hell more than heaven. Why in the world did Jesus tell such dramatic stories? Why would he give such vivid pictures? Why? Because it's not his will that any perish, but all come into repentance. For he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Power, glory, fill this place. the accountability level is growing daily. You are so accountable. I'm going to tell you something. If you could see how accountable you are being here this morning, it'd scare the hell out of you. Any hell you had in you, if God would just open your spiritual eyes and let you see, it would scare any hell in you you had out of you. I guarantee it. If you could see it. Listen to it. Man rebels against the wooing of the Spirit. Him waking them up at night. Amen. Him convicting them, even changing the taste buds in their mouth. They don't even enjoy under such conviction the food that they used to love. Sending people from work, at school, wherever, time and time again. Sending preachers through. Amen. To preach the uncompromising Word of God. Waking people up all hours of the night to pray for you. And yet you sit still in Zion, comfortable, at ease in Zion. And God is saying you better get right. Folks, listen to me. He's throwing out the net one more time. I'm telling you, it's urgent. This is a surge. There's a surge of the anointing. I can't explain as a Pentecost preacher what I've been feeling for the past couple years. Amen. There's something that's building up inside. I'm telling you, a king's about to step out on a cloud. Amen. And the heavens are going to open up. He's coming. He's coming. And he's throwing out a net. One more time. The largest net he's ever thrown out across the world. To pull in more fish than he's ever pulled in. Listen to me. It's urgent that you get right with God this morning. We might not make it to tonight.
Princes and paupers, sons and daughters, kneel at the throne of grace. Losers and winners, saints and sinners.
If you rebel against the Holy Spirit, then what have you done? Listen how I word this. Heaven is tired. Heaven, God want me to tell you, has exhausted itself. There's not four in the Godhead. You'll go to hell in spite of the Father doing all he knew to do. You'll go to hell in spite of the Son coming and giving his life and shedding his blood. You'll go to hell in spite of the Holy Spirit wooing and convicting you and giving the preachers and the people around you what to say to you to then drive it like a hammer and nail in your heart. You will go to hell because the Trinity has done everything he knows to do. He said everything he knows to say. He's wooed you in every way he knows to woo you. You will go to hell in spite of the blood, with the blood all over your feet instead of your heart, because you chose, instead of to accept it, to trample all over it.
Summer and winter, the mountains and the rivers whisper the Savior's name. Awesome and holy, a friend to the lonely, forever his love will reign, and we'll all bow down, and kings will surrender their crowns, and worship Jesus, he is the
a lot of jokes going on. You know, there's a world out there. I know this. They don't mess with me at all. They don't hurt my feelings. They don't pray for my feelings. There's a world out there that would rather make a joke of preachers. They'd rather make a joke of Delmer Blaze. They'd rather make a joke of him, talk about him. Amen. Elbow, when he walks in the restaurants around here and look at him like, look at that fanatic nut. He's a nut. I'll tell you something. When Noah and those seven got on an ark, there was eight. Majority of the world went to hell. We're going to glean a few, but I want you to listen to me. All this kingdom stuff about the world's going to be saved. Now, I don't know where they get it. So I'm going to tell you something. When Noah got on that ark, eight got on it. The rest of them went to hell. Amen. God said, if I could spare, if you could find 10, Lord, 10, just 10, Lord, tell me. I just want to know, he asked, would you spare Sodom and Gomorrah? He said, if you show me 10, I'll spare it. But he couldn't even find 10. The majority of them went to hell. I'm telling you right now, broad is the way. Broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. And many there be which go in the right, but few. Narrow is the path that leadeth unto eternal life, and few there be that find it. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? I'm going to tell you something. They'd rather make jokes of Delmer Blaze. They'd rather make jokes of Robbie Mitchell preaching like this today. But I want to tell you something. Just say, ah, those preachers, those Pentecost preachers. But some of us, such as Delmer Blaze and I, we are not just preachers. I want to say this to you. We're not just preachers, you preacher talkers. Amen. We're not just preachers. We are men of God, called with the message from God to flee from the wrath to come, that there's a storm coming and you've got to get out of darkness into light. Amen. And the cross is God's bridge to pass over hell. I got exciting news. This message isn't negative. It's the most exciting message anybody can ever preach to you. I'm preaching to you today. It surpasses all prosperity preaching and teaching. It surpasses even heaven preaching and teaching. It surpasses any faith preaching and teaching. Though I preach those things, what is it? There's a hell, but you don't have to go. A provision has been made. Hallelujah. 2,000 years ago on Calvary, you don't have to go. God don't want you to go. He's for you. The devil's against you. It's tied up 1-1. You got to make up this morning the 2/3 majority vote that I choose life over death, light over darkness. In Him was life.
Above all powers, above all keys, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, You were here before the world began. Above all
Ecclesiastes said, I saw the wicked buried, and there was found no place for them. See, what the problem is with you and I as believers, God's got to make us see the wicked dying. Many of us only see the believers dying and going on. Amen. Amen. Just come on now, in la-la land all the time. Come on. God's got to make you see the wicked dying. Some of your daughters, some of your sons that aren't in God, some of your parents that aren't in God, and we're just floating along telling everybody, I just believe God, I believe God. You better do more than just believe Him. There's been a lot of them die while everybody's believing. Listen, we got to get busy and seeking God, getting down, talking, calling their names out, because Revelation 14, and this is for your cute kid too, this doesn't exclude your little child, says the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night.
Above all powers, above all keys, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, You were here before the world began.
You can't plan out your day of repentance like you plan out a vacation. You can't plan out your day of repentance. Listen to me. Listen to me. You can't outfox God. Stop all this stuff. I get told all the time, well, I ain't living for God now, but when my hormones, you know, calm down one day. I get told that junk all the time by young people even. Kevin, when my hormones slow down, you know, my peer pressure and all that, then I'm going to come to Him, serve Him. I am, really. I'm going to get me a little family and have a you know, baby, a husband, wife, and then we're going to settle down and serve God, man. I'm planning it like you planned on going to a vacation next summer. Can't plan it out. You've heard Brother Blaze and every other preacher say it, except you come to Him while the Spirit's pulling. You got to understand that scripture instead of just hearing it and quoting it. I understand it. Except you come, there's too much to distract you. There's too much pulling on you. There's too much in this world from hell that pulls on you that the Bible admits is powerful. And unless you come while the power of the Spirit, that is the only thing that can overcome the pull, the power, and the pull of the power, and the power of the pull of everything around you. Except you come to Him while the power of the Spirit is pulling you, you'll never be able to detach yourself. It's too strong. It's too great. It's too good. The flesh loves it. But if you come to Him while the Spirit is pulling this morning, He's got a way of locking you in, saving you, filling you, hedging you about, putting a spring in your step you've never had before, and a joy in your heart that you've never had before. God, you'll overcome. Only if you come His time, His way, while He's pulling you.
Like a rose trampled on the ground, You took thought of me above.
I got to be honest with you. The number one reason I want to go to heaven is I don't want to go to hell. That's even above seeing Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go. I ain't going. I don't want to go. And I want to tell all of you something. Listen to me. At 38 years old, I've never seen a woman worth going to hell over. I've never met a man, seen him good looking enough worth any of you women going to hell over. There's no amount of money. There's no fame. There's no career. My God, if your job keeps you out of church and you can't ever come and you can't worship and hear the word, get rid of it. We're talking about 30, 40 years of working versus eternity. Don't let anything cool your love off. Anything that cools your love off for God, get rid of it. If it's a relationship, kick it out. If it's a job, walk off. Walk off. It's worth losing everything you got. Don't go to hell. Nothing worth going to hell over.
Crucify, lay behind the stone. You live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground.
But if you go to hell, there's nothing but weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Millions of rapists are there, and murderers and homosexuals and child molesters and Christ rejectors and liars and thieves and adulterers and backstabbers and preacher haters and preacher mockers, amen, and unfaithful church people and lack of prayer people. That's the reason they fainted all the time. Puny excuses. These puny excuses. I ain't going to church with them hypocrites. You've heard it before. I'd rather go to church with them than to hell with them any day. I'll sing out the same songbook with a hypocrite. But I ain't going to hell with him. Mr. Blaze, I ain't going to hell with him. And remember this. You let a hypocrite stand what? Between you and God. He's closer to God than you are. He's between you.
You took